A partnership between a technology contractor and a finance firm is promising to help the FAA speed up deployment of its next-gen air traffic control system. That's the plan to replace ground radar with GPS satellites to guide airplanes. ITT Corporation is teaming with Nexa Partners to provide low-cost financing for airlines who have to make the expensive upgrades to use NextGen. Joining us to explain how it all works is John Kefalotis. He is the VP of Next Generation Transportation Systems at ITT. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great to be with you.
Now, this NextGen related venture to provide loans for the equipment, how is this going to work exactly?
Well, first, for a little context, the way the industry works is that the FAA deploys ground infrastructure to support air traffic control, and the people who operate aircraft in the National Airspace System provide the electronic equipment aboard the aircraft to interact with the ground-based systems. The FAA has embarked on the next generation air transportation system initiative, an initiative intended to dramatically modernize the national airspace system to provide very substantial benefits. So there is, of course, substantial ground infrastructure costs associated with that initiative, which the FAA is paying and is well underway to establishing next-generation infrastructure. But there is the avionics component, which requires reasonably substantial investment on the part of the aircraft operators. So what ITT has done in conjunction with Nexa Capital is put out one option for reducing the cost of that equipage to make it more affordable. And that option is the public-private partnership that we've been discussing.
And so how does it actually work?
So under the concept, private sector equity combined with private sector borrowings teamed with a federal loan guarantee is to be put together to create a fund of approximately $1.5 billion. So that fund or that amount is estimated to provide basic next-gen equipage for approximately 75% of the air transport category aircraft fleet. So so it's private sector equity, private borrowings, a federal loan guarantee for the purpose of reducing the rate of interest on the borrowings to make the avionics procured through the fund more affordable. And then the notion of the fund is to provide a operating lease for the avionics. So an aircraft operator would lease avionics for NextGen from the fund at a reasonable lease rate.
We're speaking with John Kefalotis, VP of Next Generation Transportation Systems at ITT. And my understanding is that airlines have been balking at the cost of this thing, and yet you can't have the airplane part without the next-gen ground part and vice versa. So it sounds like this not only helps the airlines, but also helps the FAA continue with the rollout of next-gen.
Well, there have been alternate proposals for how to get over the equipage hurdle, but ITT's interest is in putting one alternative on the table that can help with this problem. It is clear that NextGen will deliver very substantial benefits. It is certainly true that those benefits will motivate aircraft equipage and will justify aircraft equipage, putting a mechanism on the table that can accelerate the equipage level will result in an acceleration of the benefits of the next generation air transportation system, and for that reason has to be a positive.
Can you put this in perspective for us and tell us how unusual a partnership like this is? Because it seems to be kind of the way to go. Everybody is invested, everybody has a stake in it, and everybody wants to see the mission through.
I have to say that being in the this kind of business for me, putting together or being involved in a fun concept like this is new to me. I can't say that I certainly wouldn't say authoritatively that there haven't been other initiatives that reflect the same concepts, but I'm unaware of them. This is the only one I'm aware of.
Well, it could be, you know, Nexa Partners, Nexa Capital, rather, is run by Russell Chu, who's a longtime airline executive, so he knows that side of the business, and he did a good stint at FAA in management, so he knows that side. And maybe that's why the idea is unique, because you have people involved that really understand one another's problems.
Well, the idea is certainly unique in the aviation environment, and it's unique around avionics. And yes, both Mike Diamond and Russ Chu, the general partners of Nexa Capital, are quite innovative and have been outstanding in the development of this concept.
So the bottom line is, do you feel this will speed up this whole process of getting the benefits from NextGen?
Accelerating avionics equipage will accelerate the benefits to be derived from NextGen, no question. There is some room between us and success in putting the fund on the table. And again, you know, the notion of the fund for us, for ITT, is to put an alternative forward. We're not suggesting this is the only way to achieve acceleration of benefits or the airlines adopting equipage, but it is a way, and we think it's a positive alternative.
I mean, one airline could choose to just go out and buy the stuff itself, and it's all paid for if they had the cash.
Correct.